You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning again. You're listening to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We're coming to you from Victory International Praise Ministries, where the pastors are Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson, and we are located at 250 North Babcock Street. We thank God for those of you that tune in faithfully every Monday through Friday right here at 6 p.m. We pray that the blessings of the Lord are upon your life and overtaking you. I'm your host today in the studio, Minister Andre Jordan. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We make the conscious choice to rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord is good, y'all, and we love him and we celebrate him. So, Father, we just pray, open up the ears of our understanding, open up the eyes. Father, let our eyes be enlightened. Let us understand what you want to say to us today. Father, help us to be encouraged by the word of the Lord. And today we're just going to look at the scripture in the book of Psalms. We're going to go to Psalm 57. Every day, the word is a lamp unto our path. It is a light. The word of God gives light. It gives understanding and it enlightens the eyes. And so let's just take a look at this Psalm 57 and enjoy this nugget, this morsel, this plate of food from the word today in Psalms 57. Psalm 57 verse 1 starts saying, "Have mercy, be merciful unto me, O God." Right there. Be merciful, have mercy unto me, O God. We need God's mercy. Every one of us need God's mercy, and we need it every day. And I thank God that he is a merciful God. One of the attributes of God is that he is merciful. He says that his grace and his mercy, they're going to follow us. They're going to overtake us. We're covered by his grace and his mercy. He's a merciful God. And when we find ourselves in a position that we need his mercy, let's remember to ask for it. David is crying out. He said, "God, be merciful unto me, O God, because for man would swallow me up He's fighting daily to oppress me. Sometimes in life, we go through stages of life where that is our testimony too. All we can do is say, God, have mercy. But I want to encourage us today to say it. Sometimes we go silent in times of distress. Sometimes we go silent when we face challenges, battles. But I want to encourage us, that is the time to open your mouth. Open your mouth. What you have need of, ask God. We serve a loving Father. We can ask Him for what we need. We can make our petitions known unto Him, our supplications known unto Him. God, help me. David was crying out for God's help. He had an enemy. He had a foe. He had those that were around him that were not for him, and they were fighting him daily. They were trying to oppress and come against him daily. But the good thing about it is David knew where his help comes from. That's important. Sometimes in the heart of a battle, in the heat of a battle, you can't think straight. We can't think straight. Sometimes you feel like I'm in a brain fog. I can't think straight. I don't have clarity of mind. But H-E-L-P is a prayer. Help, Lord, help. Lord, send help. Call for His light, the illuminating light from the Word of God. Call for your help. God, be merciful. Lord, have mercy. David had so many enemies. My gosh, sometimes people are jealous of you. Sometimes family within the four walls of your home becomes an enemy. That's only because the enemy crept in. That's only because a door was left open. The scripture tells us that Satan is crouched at the door seeking entrance. But we must learn how to close doors to the enemy. Apostle Thomas preached that message. Close the door to demonic access. We've got to be vigilant and very diligent in our lives that we close the door to the enemy. But in the midst of life, we're going to live this thing called life. And every day that we live this thing called life, it's not the same. Sometimes we will face challenges. Sometimes we will face obstacles. Sometimes we will face barriers. Sometimes we will encounter hindrances. Sometimes we will go through a battle. The good news, despite the thing called life, despite that life is not the same every day, God is. He's immutable. He cannot change. So my day might not be the same. My life might be the same. My season might not be the same. But I declare unto you, your God is unchanging, the unchanging, immutable God. That is what you have to keep in mind. Don't worry about what has changed. Don't worry about who has changed. Don't worry about what the day brings. The Father has filtered the day. That means that whatever He has allowed to come into your life today, whatever He has allowed to be served on your plate today, He has filtered it. And that means He has empowered you and I to withstand, to be victorious, to conquer, to overcome. Do not forget you have an unchanging Father. Do not forget you have a faithful Father. Do not forget you have a present, very present help in the time of trouble, Father. Do not forget that He will never leave you nor forsake you. I come today to bring you into the remembrance of the scriptures. I come today to bring you into remembrance of the power of the scriptures. I come today to remind you God has not gone anywhere. God has not. He does not change like people do. You're wondering, if the person is cloudy weather today, stormy weather today, or is the sun shining today? Sometimes when we deal with people, we don't know what we will encounter because they switch out, switch on. But the Lord, He's not like man.
He is not a man, the scripture says, that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. God is unchanging. God is faithful to the ages. God is faithful to the end. And we can trust and we can count and we can depend on him. Back to our text today, Psalm 56, be merciful, O God. Let's just cry that. Be merciful, O God. Be merciful us today. Oh God, we ask for your mercy. We actually thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that you've already extended it to us and we reach out and receive it. I receive the mercy of God for today. I receive the grace of God for today and I thank you for it right in the middle of my situation, right in the middle of my transition, right in the middle of this season, right in the middle of this challenge, right in the middle of my circumstance. I bless the Lord because listen, it's so important to keep our mind stayed upon him. Psalms 26 and 3, that he would keep us in perfect peace, the Lord declares, if we keep our mind stayed on him. Keep our mind stayed on him. That is what the enemy knows. If they keep their mind on God, if they keep their face in his word, if they keep declaring his word, I can't get to him. Saints of God, that is our assignment, to stay focused on God. I will keep you in perfect peace. Keep your mind on me. Keep reminding yourself. Keep thinking about my word. Keep thinking about what I said. Push out other thoughts. Push out other voices by reminding yourself on what the word has said. Jesus declared, "It is written." Every time the enemy popped up his head, Jesus put the hammer of the word on it. It is written. Jesus kept getting knockout after knockout. Come on, saints of God. And that is what we do. Follow our big brother, Jesus Christ. Every time the enemy tried to come, tried to tempt them, tried to create drama, tried to create, oh, I can get him with this, tried to cause him to forsake his covenant with the Father, Jesus put the knockout blow. It is written, and that is what you and I must do. So we're in this Psalm 56 today to be strengthened. Be merciful, O God, for man would swallow me up. Man is founding me. Man is fighting and daily oppressing me. Man is hounding me. Man is attacking me all day long, and that might be your story. But that is not the end of the story. You're going through. You're going through. Keep going through. Keep taking steps. You're going to win. You're going to come out victorious because God cannot lie and his word cannot lie. Verse 2, my enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. Isn't it wonderful that God knows the story? And isn't it even more wonderful that God knows the end? And he has promised in Jeremiah 29, he's going to bring you to his expected end. The story will end by what it looks like today. Keep your courage. Keep your focus. Stay encouraged in the Lord. The scripture tells us that David encouraged himself in the Lord. You and I must encourage ourselves in the Lord, in the scriptures, in his word. We gain strength. His word gives strength. We begin to pray and declare the written word of God. It is power packed. It is a power source. It is it is like sticking your hand in a vault of electricity or being struck by it's a power source. It will consume what's trying to consume you. Saints of God, we must learn to use the sword of the word to destroy, to annihilate, to dismantle, to demolish every opposing thought, every opposing demonic attack of the enemy. The word will destroy the enemy. Use the word of God. Psalms 56, we're still here. Verse 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. We've got to go back to our foundational roots. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. That's what Proverbs tells us. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Sometimes that's a battle. The battlefield of our mind, thinking all types of thoughts, all types of emotion, fear gets in. But David said, what time I'm afraid in this Psalm 56 and 3, what time I'm afraid, we will encounter fear, but we will not stay and remain in fear. Fear cannot stay because, listen, fear is not of God. God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of love that conquers all. He's given us a spirit of power. He's given us his power. We are empowered. I've got power. You've got power. And the greatest power you have and the greatest power I have is when I declare the written word of God out of my mouth. Missiles, atomic bombs going forth out of my mouth when I declare his word, when I put his word in the atmosphere, when I mix his word with faith and I begin to decree and declare and release the word of God, my atmosphere will change. My mind will change because my mind is becoming renewed. I was thinking a certain way. The enemy was fighting me, had me on the ropes, and I begin to stand strong in the Lord and stand strong in his word, and I begin to declare his word, and the enemy will do like he did in the scriptures in the temptation of Christ. He will flee. If you hammer him with the word, he will flee. If you are consistent in your speech and what you say and what you allow to come out of your mouth, we're empowered saints of God. God says he's given us power. He's given us mighty weapons of destruction. He's given us the ability to speak. And he says the power of death and life, the power of death and life are in the power of the tongue. You're decreeing death to yourself, or you are decreeing life to yourself. Choose carefully and use your words carefully. But you have power. It is the power in your mouth that you release that is dictating what you're seeing. I declare today that we will dictate and say and speak forth and declare the word of the Lord so we can get kingdom results, so we can get godly results. What area of your life are you not seeing the results that you want to see? We must declare the word of the Lord over it. I declare the scriptures concerning this area. Dig into the word. Google the problem in the Bible. Find the Bible scriptures that you can stand on. Find the scriptures that strengthen you. Find the scriptures that will bring you out. The whole word, the whole 66 books is a key to unlock every door, everything locked before us, everything that's not allowing us kingdom access. The word is a key. The word is a solution. The word is a strategy. The word is everything we need. There's not one thing we face that the word isn't a key for, a strategy, an answer, a solution. I will declare the word of the Lord. David declared Psalm 56, 3, at what time I'm afraid. Sometimes we're afraid, honestly, all of us. We go through, but we don't remain in fear because fear is not from God. Fear is a spirit that would come to try to torment us, that would try to take us captive and keep us locked in a life and in a mindset of fear. But David said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in God. I will trust in you. So to combat fear, a nugget, we've got to trust in the Lord. Trust in God combats fear, because when the enemy presents a lie to us that looks real, but it's a lie, we continue to stand and say what God has said. The enemy declares this and whispers in our ear. He whispers in our ear. He whispers thoughts in our head. And we think, I thought that. No, I didn't think that. Because we're training our minds to think like God thinks. We're training our mind that my thoughts must come in alignment with the word of God. Or I got to kick that thought out because somehow some bad seed thought got in my head. But we must read and know the word so we can recognize, wait a second, this thought did not originate from the mind of God. It did not originate from the mind of Christ, because this thought opposes the word. So we must know. Here's David showing us how it worked. At what time I'm afraid? Well, when we know that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but that from God I receive love, from God I receive power, from God I receive a sound mind. Fear must go. Fear must exit. Fear must get out of my head, get out of my mind. We come against the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of fear and we cancel its assignment on our life to bring destruction. The enemy, his goal through all his methods to kill, to steal, to destroy. So we release, instead of receiving fear, we release the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, the Holy Spirit of God, his power. We release to ourselves a sound mind and we begin to use our words. You see, it's our words. It's our spoken words mixed with faith and trust in God that we release and we cancel the enemy's assignment and he must flee. He must flee. That means I'm going to get the victory and all I have to do, all you have to do is I will persist. I will persist until I see victory. Don't quit. I will persist. Today, declare, I will persist. What matter is going on in your life? Declare to the Lord, Lord, I will persist. At what time I'm afraid about this thing, how it's going to turn out, what it's going to look like, what's going to happen, I will persist in trusting you. I will persist in declaring your word. I will persist. I will persist. Make a decision that I will persist. Make a decision that you will persist. Lord, I'm going to show up faithful. I'm going to persist in praying. I'm going to persist in fasting. I'm going to persist in seeking you. I'm going to persist in searching out the scriptures, Googling what I need, scriptures that combat fear, scriptures that speak on love, scriptures that speak on forgiveness, scriptures that speak on faithfulness, scriptures that speak on consistency, steadfastness. I will persist until I'm victorious. Come on today. That's you and I today. We will persist. We shall overcome. We shall conquer. We shall be victorious as we persist, as we declare the word of the Lord, as we begin to shift and renew our minds, as we begin to shift the atmosphere that we're around and in, we begin to take the authority Christ has given. He's given every tool you need for victory. He didn't die on the cross for no reason. He didn't go through that to redeem us back to the Father, that we would be back in right standing when we receive and accept his finished work. He didn't go through that for us to be fraidy cats. He didn't go through that for us to be powerless. He didn't go through that. No, Christ finished the mission. Christ finished the assignment. Christ brought back. It was received an acceptable sacrifice to the Lord that brought back my redemption. So I am redeemed and empowered and restored and victorious. I am created in the likeness and image of God. He has delegated and given to me his authority. We're walking strong in the Lord and in his might and in his power. Come on today. Have mercy, O Lord. Thank you today, Lord, that you're having mercy. Thank you today, Lord, as we go through the Psalm 56, you're renewing our minds. Thank you that as we go through this word, Psalms 56, we're on verse 3. We know when I'm afraid, that still don't mean not trust God. Even the more, when I'm afraid, I press and persist in trusting God. I press and persist in reminding myself, here is the word of the Lord to me. Verse 4, they gather themselves together. They hide themselves. David is saying this is the strategy of the enemy. Gather together, hide themselves, try to ambush you. They mark my steps. They watch in you. When they wait for my soul. So they're waiting for you. They're watching you. Whatever enemy it is. Whatever enemy, they're twisting what you say. They're plotting to do harm. They're coming together to spy on you. David cries out to the Lord. He said, don't let them get away with it. Shall they escape by iniquity? Shall they get away with this wickedness? Shall they get away with the evil they're trying to do to me? Come on, God is a just God. Part of our trusting him is trusting in that he says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. He says, don't try to render evil for evil. Don't, he said, leave it to me. So can I say today, persist, make a decision. I will persist in executing God's word. If he say, leave it alone. If he say, vengeance is mine, I'll repay. Don't try to avenge yourself. Persist in leaving it alone. Persist in taking your hands off. David was crying out to the Lord, say, God, do you see him? Of course. Let me encourage you today. God is omnipresent. He sees. He knows. He is there. He is here. He is able. He is omnipresent. So God has not. He's not blind. He's not deaf. He saw it before we were born. So let us be reminded. That's why we can trust in him. That's why we can trust in him when we don't know the outcome. God, I don't know. He say, I know, but I know. I know you don't know, but I know. Keep trusting me. Keep coming to me. Keep talking to me. Keep having conversations. Prayer is conversations. Prayer is conversations. God, I want to have a conversation. That's prayer. Prayer is not all our speaking on a religious cliches, but prayer is conversation. Talk to him, our heart to his heart. That's prayer. You know all about it, but he still says, come to me, bring it to me, invite me in it. Keys from Psalm 56. He says to verse 5, every day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil, for harm. But David said, I'm going to trust in the Lord. They're watching my steps to kill me. God, are you going to let them get away with this wickedness? Are you going to let them get away with this evil? He says, don't let them get away. He says, in your anger, God, bring them down. Bring justice. We can trust God because even in his anger, even in his wrath, God is always just. He can only do righteous. He can only do holy. He can only do just, even in assigning consequences for sin. And he does judge sin. But he does it out of love. It's still measured out of love, out of holiness, out of justice, out of right. God can only do what's right. So I want to encourage you today. We are not going to finish Psalm 56. I'm looking at the clock and my time is almost gone. But I want to encourage you today to cry out for God's mercy. I want to encourage you today to declare the word of the Lord in every circumstance. I want to declare unto you today, persist in trusting God. Persist in being faithful to God. Persist in speaking life in your situations. I pray that this time we've had together in the Word has been a blessing to you. I pray that you have been encouraged and strengthened in knowing your God and persisting in trusting him and his Word. In Jesus'
Hello,
name,
Hello and welcome, everybody.
Be blessed.
You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.